Zog the Gemara again, daf ein vov omed aleph, 6 lines from the bottom. Hahu ba goizlo. There was a bird. A goizel. A little bird, a piece of chicken. De nofal lekada de kimcho. It fell into a barrel of kemach, of kutach, which is milchix. It's cold. Both were cold. Shai reb chinno berei de rovim pashrunya. He was matrit because he held that it's not enough salty to be considered melich keretech, like we said before. Omar rovim man chochim le mishre milso. Who is the one that's smart and wise enough to be matrit this? Ki ho, ilav reb chinno berei de rovim pashrunya. De gav rabahu. He's a great person. Omaloch, because he explained and he said, Ki omar Shmuel, when did Shmuel say melich keretech? That's salty, makes it like retech. That's only when it's not eaten. Machmas molchoy. Bashekin over here. Hay necho machmas molchoy. So mele, there's no problem, and that's where he's matir. Zog the Gemara b'hani mili. This whole din that we're saying that it's mutter is by chai when it's not roasted at all, and then the piece of chicken, the bar goizlo, is taka mutter if it's not meliach enough. Avot sli, but if the piece of chicken was cham or roasted, then boy klifa, then you would require, you would need a klifa. Zok de gemara v'loy amoron, and this that we say, that we said, that it requires only a klifa by tzli, is elo de les be pili, if it doesn't have cracks. That means, by tzli, klifa is enough, is only when it doesn't have cracks. That's a rational of the sugya. V'loy amoron de tzli beklifa sagi at a less lepile. If it doesn't have cracks, then tzli is enough klifa. Mashenken, if it's tzli and it has cracks, then aval is bepile, then it's also. Then the whole thing is also. Then it goes much deeper in. V'i metuva betavli. And likewise, if it's, even if it doesn't have cracks, and we said tzli is enough klipa, but if it's also spiced up, if it's metuva betavli, then it's vaita also. Then klipa would not be enough. That's one way of learning the sugya. That's a mashmoyus of Rashi. So Rashi be mitzvah by goizla betavli. Also, the tavli merachile. Tavli makes it soft. Umaitzi ubala lekutcha ubagoyz etzarinu kemefarish. So Rashi learns v'loy amoron the tzli beklipasagi. But tzli when it has pili or tzli when it has spices, then it's taka osin gansen. And that's how the Rabbeinu Rucham is also mashma. However, the Sefer Truma learns the sugya differently. He says v'loy amoron is going back on a regular chai. Meaning, not on tzli. It's going back on a regular bar goizla de nofel kade de kimcha. That which we said that it's muta is loya moron elo de lesle pili. Bashenke, if it has pili, then even if it's raw, even if it's not cham, even if it's not tzli, then it's taka also because of the cracks. Aval isbe pili, it's also, even when it's raw. Ve'imet tuvel be tavli, and likewise when it's spiced up, then even if it's not cham, even if it's not tzli, it's vaita also. So he's being machmir much more. He's going that which we said, that it's mutter is only by chai when it doesn't have pili or tavlin. Masha enkein, if it has pili or tavlin, then taka it will be osa kuloi, even though it's not tzli. So it comes out of Yisoy Zika Machlekes, how to learn up the sugya. Rashi is the mashmoris, it's going back on tzli, and the Sefer Truma says it's going back on chai. So Rabbeinu Ruchem, in the friendship between tavlin and pili, he says that when it comes to pili, then it's taka going back only on sli. That sli, the pili, is taka also kuli and not just kadei klipa. And when it comes to tavlin, he learns like the Sefer Truma. And when it comes to tavlin, because it's merachich, it softens it, and it's shoyev, it's moishach more, so then he taka holds that it's taka also even by chai. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzari Aleph, Zayin, we taka say that pili and tavlin is only osa by cham, meaning it's osa kuloi by tzli, not just kadei klipa, but by pili, by cracks, or by tavlin, then it's taka osa kuloi. And Ramova there says that it is a tzad to be machmir, if it's b'mokim, when it's not a hefsa meruba, even by tzoinen. Then it's tzad to be machmir, because that if you learn the sugi that it's going back on chai, then it, you're machmir even by raw, if it has pili, or if it has tavlin. Zog die Gemara weiter, Omar Rav, darf ein Wovam mit Beis, Bosse Schute Shomein, Shatzolle in Bosse Nevele Kochus. If you have a Bosse Schute, that's Shomein, that's fatty, that you roast it together in the same oven, without touching, without splattering, but in the same oven in Bosse Nevele Kochus. With Bosse Nevele, that's lean, that's Kochus. It's also, even though it's lean, but since the fatty meat extrudes Recha, meaning the reach itself of the bosa shmeina goes into the krusha, and that in turn brings that reich of the kusha back into the shmeina, so the shmeina has an idbos and avela. Zog Rashi, bosos chutes shomen shetzole betano b'shnein shpudin, two different spits, zeroch mizeh, they're not touching. Also, shareach min hashemen, min hashomen, nichlatz lekochush, umefatmoit, fattens it up, v'choyze zeh umoitzi reach gamhu, and now in turn, it also is moitzi reach from the nevela back into the ksheira, into the shchuta. The kolshkein zog Rashi shchuta kusha. If the shchuta is shvach, the nevela shmeina, so for sure it's going to extrude the recha of the nevela. The ravus hashmina, the chiddush is, the ravus hashmina rav, the leinem a nevela kusha, we don't say nevela is kusha, hol vein recha noidev, so loy osra lo shchuta. It's not going to ask him because be'etzim it's lean. Vashminon the shuman shchuta mefatim le nevela berecha, v'ho de mafki yu recha. So the chiddush in recha milsa is, that it goes over from the shchuta into the nevela, and in turn it now makes the krusha nevela mefatimit, that it goes and it brings the recha of nevela back into the shchuta, and that's called recha milsa. Recha milsa, even though it's just mist, or even though it's just a reach, it's not mamoshes be'etzim. It's not touching. It's not splattering. It's only the smoke and the recha that's coming out. So that itself would aser one another. Now the way Reb Shimon in Shari Yosh explains the yisoid of Recha Milsa according to Rav that asers is based on the Tosfos of the Zohar of Samach Vov, that the Reach, the Pshat is, there are small particles in the Reach, in the mist, that go from one to another. So even if you don't see it, and it's not Pshat, you see a splatter or something, it's not touching, but the Recha are small particles that are going to one Michael to another, and that is Milsa. So Mamela, it's also. Now, obviously, we're not talking about that it's a shear, that it's in this battle. Because in this battle, then Vaita it's bottle, b'shishim. We're talking about where it's a vast amount, but only if you hold Recha Milsa, then it's a problem. But if you hold Recha La Milsa, so then even if it's a vast amount, it's irrelevant. Lamaisa is not a Milsa. The Manda Omer Recha Milsa is concerned about the small chalokim. That's one way of learning. The Avnei Nezer learns differently. He learns that the Issa of Recha Milsa is because just by in Issa Achila, so just like there's an Issa Achila, there's an Issa Shtia, there's an Issa Recha. There's a special Issa called Recha, kum te manom Recha Milsa. So Memela, even if it's not the Mamoshes, that you have particles, Rech is Nichlal in the Issa Achila and the Shtia that you have by Dova also, that goes into the Dova Muta. Now the Rashi in Tosfos Abayi says that from this Gemara it's clear Mavur, that when we're concerned about Recha Milsa, only when one of them is Shmeina and one of them is lean, is Krusha. So then we say that even if the Shchut is Shmeina, it creates Recha. It's Mefatim. But if let's say they're both Krushos, then it will be Mutter. It will Mutter Lechatchila to eat in the same oven, if they're both Krushos. Because then there's no Recha, because you need the Shmeina to Shaf to create the Recha. It's Mutter Lechatchila. However, Kvega says clearly that even when you have both of them are Krushos, there's still going to be something going in. But over here, you take a say bittle, meaning lemando magecha milsa. We talk about in the case where there's no shishim connected, there's not bottle. But when it's both krushois, then it's taka bottle. Why is it not mutter lechatchila? Zokti b'kvega, because ema vatn nisa lechatchila. Meaning, even if recha milsa and it's shneim krushois, but it's such a small amount, so lechatchila it's still awesome because we didn't bittle nogaba. The reason why it's mutter by shneim krushois. Yes, I hold Recha Milsa, but because it's such a small amount, so it's like a bottle. Why is it also lechatchila? Because I'm a vatan, it's lechatchila. Masha ain't kein when it's shmeina and krusha, so then pshat is Recha Milsa, it's not even negated in the bittel, because then it's you don't have shishim connected it. That's the amount of Recha Milsa we're discussing in the sugya. So in the mandom that Recha La Milsa, it doesn't make a difference, you have a lot, because Recha is not something. But the mandom Recha Milsa, so then it's not negated to bittel when it's echad shmeina and echad krusha. And the Kvega says it will come on an afkamina, because if you're going to als bittel by krusha and krusha, so then in the case of mimbe minoi, so then it's also even b'dievet, because we don't say bittel by mimbe minoi. So in Mela it will come out that in the case of krusha v'krusha, if recha milsa, then it wouldn't even be mutter b'dievet, because mimbe minoi is labatli, if it's mitzat bittel, we're going to als bittel. So that's Rav Shita. Bosa shchuta shelman shenitza in bosa nevela, Kochush is osa, my time mefat ma'adodi. That means recha milsa, either pshat is the small particles, or pshat is the etzim recha was osa, but a kaponim over here, there's definitely no bittel, and recha is milsa. V'levi omar, and we pass it like Levi in Shulchan Aruch, v'levi omar, afilu bosa shchute kochush, etzoli in bosa nevela, even if the bosa shchute is kochush, and the nevela is shmeina, and the shchuta is the one that's lean, and the nevela is fatty, it's still mutter, because since it's not touching, there's no splattering, it's only reicha, the small particles according to Levi is not enough to asa. It's taka mutter. My timer, reicha ba'al mehu, the reicha la milsi hi, reicha is la milsa. Meaning when, according to Levi, we only asa tam ke'ika when it's tam. That's, then there's a din of blias. Masha'enke, when it's only reicha, reicha taka doesn't have to be koyach to asa, and it's taka mutter. Zog the Gemara, Ovid Levi uvde beresh galusa, begdi v'dovrache. There was a gdi, a goat, together with dovrache, was chazer, baked in the same oven. In Resh Galusa's house, it wasn't touching, it wasn't splattering, but it was in the same oven, there was reicha between them, and it was matir. Zog the Rashi, Ovid uvde, shetzola betanu rabo maiz, lefona v'hitir. So the Medayik in this Rashi, that it's mashma only b'diyevet. Pshat is, Levi did not say lechatchila, go bake dova acha together with yugdi. He says it was a maisa that took place. Shenitzla b'tanur. That's the Mashal's Medak and Rashi. Shenitzla b'tanur. Ubo maisa lefonu him. The maisa came in front of him. V'hitir. That means, even if you hold rechala milsa, like Levi, still it's not going to be muta lechatchila. It's only muta b'diyevet. Now the Achronim explained very geshmak according to Levi, because if the whole din of rechah is midin bitl nogaba, so then it's begedev emavat nisr chatchila. That's why it's only mutter b'diyevet. Because at the end of the day, it's some type of bittel, so mele emavat l'chatchila, and that's why it's mutter b'diyevet, because reichel ha-milsa. But l'maisa, at the end of the day, the tarovis is mutter, because reichel ha-milsi. Now, Tosis argues on this. Tosis, we'll see soon in the Gemara. Tosis on the top learns that not like Rashi, that it's going on b'diyevet only, but rather Levi is matim l'chatchila. Reichel ha-milsi, it's mutim l'chatchila. Frag the Markasha Meisvei. Ain't soilin we learned in the Brice. It says ain't soilin shnei psachim ke'echad. You can't take two korbanos Pesach and put them in one oven and be soilin together b'bnei ha-tarovis because of the tarovis. Now, seemingly tarovis seems to imply that reich is milsa because we're worried about the flavor. What's wrong with the flavor going from one to another? There's a halacha that you have to b'bnei chabura l'minuyov. So Rashi malav tarovis timeim, meaning the fat mimadodi, the flavor of one goes to the other. V'nimtza pesach ne'echad shlo l'minuyov. I'm eating the flavor of a different chabura. So that's why you can't be tzolish ne'ep sochim ke'echad because the tarovis timeim. Malav tarovis timeim. So it's a kasha on Levi that says reich la milsa v'kasha le'levi. So Tosis on this Vadu has a kasha. If we're saying that Levi agrees lechatchila, like Rashi wants to say, it's also. So what's all kasha mkor pesach? Ain't son shnei pesachim keechod because lechatchila you're not supposed to be lying this. So Tosis lefi mashpiyos kuntos Levi lo shachal b'diavad kasha ma'porach doch lechatchila. What's the kasha over here? Over here it's lechatchila katoni. I will b'diavad avashori kelevi. B'diavad it's takamuta like Levi. So it ain't son shnei pesachim lo'olam. There's no reicha milsa, but lechatchila you can't. So Tosis Taka learns, the Mashal learns up, Tosis learns that it's mutter l'chatchila, and that's why the Gemara has a good kasha. And the Gemara can't just answer that, we can't just say it's out of kasha because it's a l'chatchila dikadin, and that's why ain't soilin. So our opponent with Gemara's kasha is, we see clearly that Tarovis time is osa, that's why ain't soilin. So it's kasha and Levi. Zog du Gemara loy, Tarovis gufen. The oilam reich alav mils, like Levi says. The reason why you can't be totally together is because you might come to take one carbon that doesn't belong to you. The wrong chabura might take the wrong one. If you have both in one oven, the wrong chabura might take the wrong carbon. And that's why, not because of the reicha shaboy, reicha la milsa, because tagoiv is goofin. So, Machanam Mistav, I'll prove you that that's the chash. Miriktoni Sefer says in the Sefer that brisa, afilu gdivet le, even if you have a goat and a sheep, they're both kosher for Korban Pesach. Still over here, you're worried that the wrong chabur will take the wrong animal. So, yamid b'shlom b'nei gufin, if the chashash is tarev is gufin, that's the mistake you could make by gdi and tle. Even by gdi and tle, even though it's a different species, still you make a mistake. That's a chiddush. Hanetoni, I feel like gdi v'tle. Eli, yamid b'nei tarev is time. If the old chashash is only tarev is time, what's the difference if it's a different species? The point is that there's reicha. Malik gdi v'tle, malik gdi v'gdi. The point is it's reicha from a different carbon. That's the word, a different chabura. So what's the difference? What's the chiddush in gdi v'tle? But if it's tarev is gufin, the chiddush is, even though it's a different species, we're still worried about this mix-up. So it's a raya like Levi l'oilam that reichel ha-milsa, and it's only tarovis gufin. Elamai, zog the Gemara, al kocha b'nei tarovis gufin hu, the osur. Ava tarovis time is takashori. So fact, the Gemara now fakert, if you tell me it's muchach in this braisa, that tarovis time is muta, so lemet avet yuf to the rav, it's kash and rav, it says reichel milsa. They were talking about the korbanos are in two different pots. Now, it doesn't mean pats, because the Gemara is right, we're going to say, the Korban Pesach can't be mevushel in the pat, it has to be tzoli in the esh. So, Gemara, b'shtei kederes, ha-kadaitach, el-eimah ke-ein shtei kederes. It's like two pats, meaning it's on the fire, it's tzli, but it's separated with a wall between them. So, it's like two kederes. There is no reicha between them. V'ochi komar, Ain't so only two psachim ke'echad in alabi. So only two psachim in one oven. Why? As tzli, why? Mibnei tagoivis. My tagoivis. Tagoivis. Taimim. Because be'etzim we're going now, according to Rav, we're answering, there's an issa of reicha milsa. And that's why there's a problem of tagoivis taimim. And even if it's a type of tanur where there is a wall in between them, where it's like two kdegas, the lekha tarev is taimim, because Rav holds is a problem of tarev is taimim of reicha milsa. But if you have an echatim, where there's a wall between, there's no tarev is taimim. So it's still also mishum tarev is gufin, you might come to mix up and take the wrong carbon. And that's a chiddush even in gdikle. So Mela, Rav answers this, that it won't be shver even if you hold reicha milsa. Now Tosfos says, Akasha, name it up to the Rav. Tema my kusha, what's the kasha b'chlal? Because hoda osa mishum tarev is gufim, maybe it's only osa tarev is gufim and not as recha, hane hech the shneim kushim, because we're talking about the kabonis that are both kushim, the lekha tarev is taimim. The whole tarev is taimim only starts when one of them is shomein. But if it's both kushim, then there's no tarev is taimim, like we said, by shneim kushim, it's takamutu. So the tzlachtak answers to his kasha, and he says, stam korban pesach is not a behemoth kusha. It has to be a hikuban ole pichsecha, it has to be a fatty animal. So Mela, it would have been osa as recha, and that's taka the kasha that we're asking on Rav. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rav Mori Ketanoi. It's a machlokes tanoi mev recha milso nat. Haroi de pas chama venosna al pichovis yain shel truma. Yain shel truma is osa for zorim. It's only mutar kahanim. You take pas chama and you place it on the barrel of yain shel truma. Remeya oisa. Why? There's no splattering. It's not touching. It's only because of recha. So we see recha milso. It's loyelam it's tasoy govar, so the bottom is taka cold, but the point is recha. It's the cham is shoyev, I guess, recha, that it goes from, it takes up the trumadik chavis yain. It takes up the recha of the yain. So a roide pas cham venosal pi chavis yain shatrum, rabbi oisa, meaning recha milsa. Rabbi yoda mater, meaning recha is not milsa. Rabbi oisa, it depends. Rabbi oisa is mater bishal chitin, because chitin do not have a power to be shoyev. By soirim pas, it's also b'nesha soirim shoyev ois. But like upon him, what do we see? Remei asin Rabbi Yehuda is matir. Rabbi Yosi in certain instances, but it's only because of recha. My love tanoi. The ma'as of recha lav milsi. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda that's matir is because recha lav milsa. U'ma'as of recha milsi. And Remei that asin is because of recha milsa. So the Gemara le Levi that says recha lav milsa vade tanoi. You have to say it's machlokes tanoim. Because according to Levi, it's muta recha lav milsa. Why would Remei asa? But the Rav that said that recha is milsa. So it's not muchach, it's a machlokes tanoim. Could be that that Rabbi Yehuda would agree in certain cases, he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that it's muta in certain cases where you don't see recha milsa. Where would Rav agree that you don't see recha milsa? So the Gemara as follows. The Rav name it tanoi. Omalach Rav, no. The kuli ame recha milsi. Look, everyone would agree about some recha milsi. Rabbi Yehuda would also agree recha milsa. Lav itma alo dahi om rabba bachanu om resh lokish the pas chama v'chovis psucha divakol oser. If the pas is cham and the chovis, the barrel is open, then everyone agrees recha milsa. That's my shita, recha milsa. Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that it would be oser. The pas sinan is when the bread is cold and the chovis is megufa and the chovis is sealed, so there's no recha. Divakol muta. Even Rameh agrees it's muta. Lo nechru the machlokes is elo the pas chama v'chovis chsuma. The bread is hot and the chavis is sealed. The barrel is sealed. Or pas senenes, the bread is cold and the chavis is open. The chavis is psucha. And in that case is the machloikas. Masha Enkin, what I'm discussing bosa shchuta shomein, that we had solid together with the vela krusha, where I say recha milsa and it's osa, is vaho namika paschama v'chavis psucha damya, where everyone agreed recha milsa. Because this case of bosa shchuta shomein, that's solid together with the vela, that's krusha, is like paschama and chavis psucha, where you have both things going against you. The bread is hot and the chavis is open. Over there, recha milsa. But in the case where it's one of them is psucha, one of them is tuma, or one of them is cold, then avada, I won't say recha milsa pish pasha. That's a machlokes taka. So Rabbi Yehuda loyelim could hold recha milsa, but not in this case where it's pas senenes and chavis psucha or pas chama and chavis ksuma. Bashenka, my case of recha milsa is when it's pas chama and chavis psucha. Zog Rashi, very important Rashi. Lahalocha Zog Rashi. Omaloch Rav the Kuli Alma Recha Milsa. V'taim the Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Nepas Tzeinenes Megufahi, and that's why it's Muta. But Loilam Recha is Milsa. V'lo Ayel Barecha Domi Lav Itma Alo etc. V'af Agav the Kaim Etanoi Kavosid Rav. From this Gemara to Mashmalu, we're saying Loilam Rav that we're explaining that it's Recha Milsa. Hilchzik avosir the Levi. The halacha is like Levi that rechel lav milsa. The fliku ba abayi v'rove gabi bas tia b'misachas avarizor. The machlokes in abayi and rove in the sugin avarizor. V'kom le rove v'shtose and rove remains with the shita that rechel lav milsa. The Levi, but Omar Rechel Amilsi, and that's what we paskin, because Abayim Rovi Yitzchok Rovi, v'chein b'tshuvas Agoinim, v'af mishmoy shel Eliezer ben Yitzchok, it's Nemali, the loy chayish lo, he's not choyish for Rechel Milsa. So we see clearly that Rashi paskin's Rechel is Lav Milsa. Tosis over here argues, Tosis in Dibur Maskel, also Rovi in Pazika, and Gemara soon, but Tosis paskin's Mikam Pazika ben Itam, Karav, that Rechel is Milsa. You can say that Matzisov Kavos say that Rechaz Milsa. So Zoktais, if you hold Rechaz Milsa, so Tanurim Gedolim Shalonu are large ovens. There's no problem of Recha. Why? Nira Demuta Lefas Lechemim Oisa Pashtida. You're allowed to bake bread together with a Fleishka Pashtida. Why? It's not called Fleishka bread. Hoyel Umachusas Hatev. It's covered. It's a large oven and it's covered. So there's no problem of Recha. Have a Kain Shtei Kederes. It's like two Kederes with separation between. Vafila Pal Duncha Sheesh Lahachik. Ein Nira Le Rebbe Shea Osa. Avim Aruba Betana Rehevel Mispashit. So Tais is basically saying if you have it separated, and it's a gap in between that's Avi Harbe, or if it's covered, then there's no sugi of Recha Milsa. And we since Tosis Paskins Recha Milsa, so in such an instance it's Takamuta. Now, but Lahalocha Rashi says we paskin like Rashi that Recha La Milsa. That's what we paskin in Simen Kufches that Recha La Milsa. However, Lechatchila, even if you hold Rechel Amilsa, we go with what Rashi learned in the beginning of the sugya that it's only a Lechatchila. It's only b'diavad dekadin Rechel Amilsa, meaning there was a have a uvda like Rashi says ubomais lefonav v'hitir. Not like Tosis over there says that Rechel Amilsa is even Lechatchila muta. No, we pass kentaka Rechel Amilsa, but it's only a b'diavad dekadin b'diavad Rechel Amilsa. Zog the Gemara Toni Rav Kahane b'reider Rav Chinna Sabel pas she'ofa im tzli betanur. If you have a bread that's baked together without touching, without splattering, but in tzli, together with the roast meat, in one oven, betanur. So we hold Recha Milsa, we're going now to Recha Milsa, then it's also Loichla Bekutcha. You're not allowed to eat this bread now because of the Zeya, that the Recha that went into the bread from the Basar, you're not allowed to eat it together with Milchiks, also Loichla Bekutcha. Now, even if you pass in Recha La Milsa, we still said that l'chatchila you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara would stem even if in the psak aloch in the final psak, because we paskin like Rashi in with rechel amilsa, but we also paskin l'chatchila tzosa. So pasha offer im tzli betanur also loichle bekutcha. You can't eat l'chatchila bezkutach. Masha'en kein the top of the omer the bossa shchute shomet shetzolim and bossa nevele kochush. Over there we take a paskin like Levi and it's take a rechel amilsa. Even if the nevele is shomein, if it's already made together in one oven, bosa nevele shomein in bosa krusha kosher, it's mutter because rechel amilsa. That's taka b'diavad after it's baked already. Here we're talking about using the kutach now with milchiks, so that's called lechatchila. Then even if you hold rechel amilsa, but lemais it's also lechatchila. That's how the Shach explains this gemara lemaskona. Meaning, even if you in the Shach and Sari Zayin Dalit, even if you hold that rechel amilsa, lemais it's also to eat it lechatchila with kutach. You can eat the bread without kutach. So that would be considered lechatchila. And like the Goyin is medayik, the Gemara before is talking about bosa shchuta shetzoloi. Shetzoloi means it took place already. So then it's taka b'diavad. Then taka b'taka hold, recha l'milsa. Now if you learn recha milsa, so then the Gemara is poshet. Pasha ofer im tzli betanur, it's also loichla b'kutcha because recha milsa. Not because it's lechatchila, because it's recha milsa. Zog the Gemara ahu b'nisa. There was a fish that was baked together. The itvi was roasted together. Bahadi bischo, fish and meat. So it's taka sakona. So osro rovim mipaziko. He acid it lemechla bekutcho. So he acid it being eaten together with milchiks. That means this fish cannot be eaten together now with milchiks because it was roasted together with meat. So since recha milsa, that's what it seems like. We're going now with recha milsa. That's what Rashi says, even though the sugi is mashma recha milsa, but we pass in recha la milsa because of rovin avedizoga. But even though it's roasted together with the meat and it's osa lemechla bekutcha. Now again, you can learn this going on. This is chatchila dikadin. It's not b'diavad. You have a fish that was roasted together with meat. So now lechatchila to go eat this fish with kutach would taka be osa. Even if you hold rechel amilsa, but the chatchila, it's also. Zok the Gemara, Marbe Rav Ashi, Omer, Afilo b'milcha nami asura. Even to eat this fish stam with salt, without any dairy, it's also osa. Mishum de kash l'reichem, because since it's sakona of meat and fish together, since the benisa was roasted together with bisra, so then even on its own, stam b'milcha, it's osa. Mishum de kash l'reichem, it causes a bad odor, uledova achen, can cause tzaras, and the sakanta, chamira sakanta, because of the fact that it's bosa together with dag, that we were in the same oven, so it's seemingly, it's, we're saying over here, that there's a recha. The sakanta is mashma, because there's a recha that went into the fish. So that would seem like recha milsa. That's how the Shachtak learns this, the Gemara. This Gemara is talking about the sakana of dag together with basar. That's why you're not allowed to eat it, afilu b'milcha. There are those that want to learn this Gemara, that dag with cholov is brought down in the Beis Yosef, Mesim Pei Zayin, the Shach argues, but he says that dag with cholov is osa. So we're saying that the dag is osa, meaning with the kutach. The dag itself is osa with the kutach. Because of the problem of dag together with cholov, and that the Shach says, no, that's mutter. The problem is only because of dag together with basar. So in this Tosfos says that osra rovim parzika mikam poisek a minute time karab because recha milsa, but lemaisa Rashi paskins recha la milsa, and that's what we paskin shulchan aruch that b'diavad recha la milsa, so b'diavad it's takamuta. Meaning the French fries that are cooked in an oven with fleishiks, if it's not touching and not splattering, so then it doesn't make you fleishiks. It doesn't make the recha doesn't is not a milsa. But now to go eat a lechatchila with milchiks, so that's already. We say lechatchila we don't eat the item with kutach. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah.